Báilame como si fuera la última vez. Y enséñame ese pasito que no sé. Un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki, 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 rum.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is yours truly, Mbabazi Colin Martin, presenting for you The Groove here on Matum Radio. Our celebrity this week is Cardi B, and I will be giving you all the news you need to know about her in a bit. So yeah, Cardi B is an American rapper, songwriter, and television personality who was born and raised in Bronx, New York City. She first attracted attention for discussing her career as a stripper on social media, and she became an internet celebrity after several of her posts and videos went viral on Vine and Instagram. From 2015 to 2017, she appeared as a regular cast member on the VH1 reality TV series Love and Hip Hop New York. To follow her music aspirations and released two mixtapes in 2015 to 2017. Cardi B has earned three number one singles on the US Billboard Hot 100. That includes Border Killer, which made her the second female rapper to top the chart with a solo output, following Lil Hill in 1998. I Like It made her the first female rapper to attain multiple number one songs on the chart, and her Maroon 5 collaborations Girls Like You extended the record. Her debut studio album Invasion on Privacy, which was her 2018 album on which the first two songs were included, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 and broke several recording records. That year, Time included her on the annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world. Yeah, that's some of Cardi B's background. I would like to share about Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. You know, as we all know, we already think they are feuding. We already seeing videos of them throwing words at themselves. Now, I would like to share with you guys what I came up, like the research I compiled on the two, on their history. Now, back then in March 2017, Nicki Minaj allegedly liked a comment dissing Cardi B's video of her rapping. But Nicki Minaj came out and blasted trolls, saying she didn't like the comment and it was a fake, and she was seen dancing to Bodak Yellow a few weeks later, which makes us know that Nicki Minaj is also a fan of Cardi B. And then also, when Cardi B addressed the rumors beef during the interview in 2017 MTV VMAs, she said, quote, "I don't want problems with anybody. I just want to make music and make money. I don't have time to look at other women and how what they do." Which makes us know that maybe they're not feuding, maybe it's just something that they're using to want each other, just like the scandal. Now, yeah, we have been discussing like Offset and Cardi B, they're separating and then they come back. But I'm thinking this is some way of promoting Offset's album that's soon to debut. I think it's like now in a week now. Many people have already bought it just because of the scandal he had with Cardi B, and he's like, he wants her back and she doesn't want her back. I mean, she doesn't want him back, and then Cardi B's child gets sick. You know, all these scandals are just to promote themselves. They just want to promote themselves as artists and make money out of it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.